If you're all about sports, then you need to shop The Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, The Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Well, we'll be Mountain Home's basketball to start this second quarter. They'll be moving left to right for these, or the second half, that is. They'll be moving left to right for these last two quarters. Right now, West Memphis leading 22-20. Again, a quick reminder, if Mountain Home wins this game, they'll win the tiebreaker over Paragould for the three seed and play Sheridan Thursday at 1. If they lose, they'll finish fourth in the conference, play Lake Hamilton Tuesday at 4 in the Class 5A state tournament, which will be at Lake Hamilton. Martin takes the inbound pass. We're back underway. The ball goes down to Foreman, down to Penn in the paint. Her layup no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it back up off the glass and in. Kyra Penn with her first 2 points of the night, and that's our third tie of the evening. We're knotted up at 22 as we are 20 seconds into this into the second half. Here's Hazley on the left side. Throws it down in the corner to Dean. Now up top to Burnett. Over on the right side goes to Donald. Down in the corner. Now back to Donald. Up top to Burnett. Over to Hazley on the left side. Back up top to Burnett. Now back over to Donald on the right. Down to Dean in the corner. I'm sorry, that was Alzen with it. Here's Hazley with it up top. Over to Burnett on the left side. Now back over to Hazley. Over to Donald on the right. Down the corner goes to Alls. Over to Dean in the lane. She's going in for the layup, and it goes in. Anaya Dean with her first 2 points of the night, and West Memphis is back on top, 24-22. Ball goes over to Husky on the right side. She'll throw it up top to Payne. Over to Martin on the left. Tries to throw it to Foreman, and she does get it after the ball is tipped, and she goes up for a layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Tania Burnett with her second personal foul, team foul number 9 against the Lady Blue Devils. I'm sorry, that was team foul number 1 here in the second half. I was marking that down on the wrong side of part of the scorebook. So it will be Anna Grace Foreman to try to convert the three-point play. It rolls around and goes in, and Mountain Home goes back on top. Our fifth lead change of the night, 25-24, Lady Bombers leading it as we are a minute and a half into this second half. Here's Hazley with it into the front court, throws over on the left side to Donald. Down a low block, it goes to Dean. Now skip pass over to Hazley on the right side. Up top to Donald, over on the left side to Burnett. Back up top to Donald, over to Hazley on the right. Down to Dean. She dribbles the ball off her foot. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home getting the ball back on West Memphis' fourth turnover of the night. 6:04 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home with the ball leading 25-24. Husky inbounds it to Martin. Martin will walk it to the front court. Ball goes over to Husky on the right side. She's immediately going to put up the three-pointer. Good! Peyton Husky now double figures with 12 points. And it's a two possession lead for Mountain Home, 28-24 our score with 5:45 left in the third quarter. Hazley throws over to Donald on the left side. Down a low block it goes to Dean. She's going to go in for the layup, no good. Chases down her own rebound. Dribbles out to the right wing, throws it up top to Hazley. Hazley dribbles to the right side. Now goes back up top. Mountain Home in a man-to-man defense once again. Hazley thought about three, now gives it to Alls, to Dean, now back to Hazley. Hazley drills to the right elbow, and it's going to be fouled. A bump foul called on the Lady Bombers. I believe that's going to be on Emma Martin. That is her third personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. 5:11 left in the third quarter. Kate Gilbert's going to check in for Mountain Home, replacing Emma Martin. And for West Memphis, Taylor Donald's going to take a seat, and she'll be replaced by Cortesia Hollins. Again, 5:11 left of the third quarter, 28-24, Mountain Home leading. Hazley will inbound it on the baseline. Tries to throw it in to Burnett. She is able to chase it down before it goes out of bounds. Now kicks out to Hazley in the left on the left wing. She's going to put up the three-pointer, and good. Ariah Hazley with 9 points on the night. 28-27, Mountain Home's lead cut to a point. Here's Gilbert into the front court, throws it to Husky, down to Penn. Now Foreman in the paint. Her layup, good. Anna Grace Foreman with in double figures now with 10 points. 30-27, Mountain Home leading it with 4:40 left of the first of the third quarter. Here is Hollins with throwing up top to Hazley. Hazley drills to the right side. She's going to try another three-pointer. Good. Ariah Hazley now with 12 points. And that's our fourth tie of the night. We're knotted up at 30 all with 4:23 left in the third quarter. Gilbert throws over to Payne on the right side. Back up top to Gilbert. To Penn at the elbow. Kicks out to Payne on the right corner. Now down to Foreman on the low block. And now foul's going to be called from behind on West Memphis. That is on Anaya Dean. That is her fourth personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Blue Devils. So Dean's going to take a seat, and she'll be replaced by Tierra Bradley. Emma Martin checks back in, replacing Kate Gilbert. 4:10 left in the third quarter. Mountain Home will inbound it. We're tied at 30. Payne will trigger the inbound pass. Throws it up top to Foreman. Foreman's going to drill down into lane, going in for a layup, and she's going to be fouled going up, and two shots are going to come up for Anna Grace Foreman. Tierra Bradley picks up her second personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Blue Devils. So Anna Grace Foreman back at the free throw line, where so far she's 2 for 3 with 10 points. First free throw for Foreman, no good. 4:06 left to play in this third quarter, as Foreman has one more chance to put Mountain Home back on top. Foreman's second shot is up and in, so she gets one of two. She now has 11. 31-30, Mountain Home leading it. A little over 4 minutes left of the third quarter. Hazley into the front court for the Lady Blue Devils. Throws over on the left side to Hollins. Down the corner goes to Bradley. Now down low block, a pass was knocked away, and it's going to be a reach and foul on Mountain Home. Peyton Husky picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. 3:52 left of the third quarter. West Memphis will inbound it with a chance to take the lead back. It is Mountain Home up 31-30. Hazley looking to inbound it, and an offensive foul before the inbound pass goes in. Tierra Bradley picks up her third personal foul, team foul number four against West Memphis, and that is their fifth turnover of the night. Kate Gilbert's going to check back in for Mountain Home, replacing Emily Payne. So Husky will inbound it to Martin. It is a one-point Lady Bomber lead. Martin into the front court. Throws over to Husky on the right side. Now up top to Martin. Martin's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Hazley, but she has it knocked away. Oh, they're going to get a foul call on Mountain Home. Wow, I thought that was just a good knockaway there, but they're going to get Peyton Husky with her second personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Bombers. 3:36 left of the third quarter, Mountain Home leading 31-30. Hazley into the front court. Throws over on the right side to Hollins. Now to the elbow goes to Burnett. She's going to put up the jumper, no good, and the rebound's going to be tipped towards the corner. Controlled by Kate Gilbert, Mountain Home heads back the other way. With Gilbert has it between the circles, throws over to Martin. Now at the elbow to Penn. Penn's going. Offensive rebound for four. Back up, can't get the foul to go. And then the board. The way, going to. She's going in. Last touch by Mountain Home. It will be West Memphis. 2:55 left. Quarter. Hazley on the baseline, looks a little shaken up, but she'll be okay. She inbounds it to Bradley on the left side. Now Hollins has it there on the wing. Up top it now goes Burnett. over to Hazley on the left. Hazley's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's tipped around. Control goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by West Memphis. And it's going to be Mount Holmes basketball with 2:43 left in the third quarter. A one-point Lady Bomber lead right now. Here is Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Throws over to Husky on the right side. Back to Martin. Over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert dribbles down towards the corner. Now finds Foreman at the elbow. Foreman is going to be fouled. A reach and foul is going to be called on West Memphis with 2:25 left of the third quarter. Arai Hazley picks up her second personal foul, team foul number five against West Memphis. Aston Yates is going to check back in for Mountain Home, replacing Kyra Penn. So Mountain Home will inbound it with a one-point lead. Peyton Husky will trigger the pass on the baseline. Gets into Martin in the right corner. Dribbles out to the wing. Her pass to Husky was knocked away and stolen by Hazley. Now she loses the handle of it, so the team's exchanging turnovers. Mountain gets it right back. Hazley has it on the right wing. Throws up top to Yates. Yates is going to pull up at the free throw line for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by West Memphis. Here's Hazley quickly back the other way for the Lady Blue Devils. Throws it to in the corner to Hollins. Hollins will drill out to the wing. Gives it there to Hazley. Now Hazley drills to the corner. Throws it to Hollins. Hollins is going to drill down towards the lane. Now is going to be called for the travel. She did shuffle her feet before she started dribbling. That is West Memphis' seventh turnover of the night. Mount Home gets the ball back, leading 31-30 with 1:57 left of this third quarter. I don't know why I said opening period. Emma Martin takes inbound pass from Peyton Husky, walks it into the front court. Here's Husky with it now, throws it down to Yates in the corner, back to Husky. Back to Yates. Once again to Husky. Now to Martin on the left side. Throws it down to Foreman in the paint for the layup. No good. Offensive rebound for Yates. Keeps it right there to put it back up off the glass and in. Asin Yates with her first 2 points of the night. 33-30 Mounts on Lydia with a minute and a half left of this third quarter. Hazley will walk the ball across the timeline for the Lady Blue Devils. She's just dribbling up between the circles. Now throws over on the left side to Hollins. Now Hollins takes the screen, dribbles up top, throws over to Hazley on the right side. Now to Bradley at the right elbow, gives it back to Hazley. Now Hazley dribbles between the circles. Now takes the screen, dribbles into the lane, going in for the leaning jumper, good. Raya Hazley with 14 points, and it's back to a one-point lead for Mountain Home. Here's Gilbert with it for the Lady Bombers. Has it on the left wing, now throws up top to Husky. 52 seconds left of the third quarter. Husky will give it to Martin on the right. Down the corner goes to Yates. Back to Martin. Now to Husky. Over to Gilbert on the left wing. Skip pass to Martin on the right side. Down the corner it goes to Yates. Now to Martin. Up top to Husky. Almost knocked away and stolen, but Mount Home does secure it here as Gilbert within the left corner. Throws up top to Husky. Now over to Martin on the right side. Down low block to Foreman. Now gives it to Gilbert going in for the layup. Off the glass. Her basket counts and she is fouled. That foul is on Chyna Alls. Her first personal foul. Team foul number six against West Memphis. Kenya Freeman's going to check in for the first time tonight, replacing Tierra Bradley. Freeman is a senior on the team. So Kate Gilbert will be at the free throw line to try to convert the three-point play and give Mount Home a two-possession lead. Free throw is up and in. She now has 9 points on the night. 36-32, Mount Home leading it. Less than 20 seconds left in the third quarter. West Memphis has it. It was Hazley with it between the circles. 10 seconds. 5 seconds. I wonder if she really realizes how much time's left on the clock. Now she's starting to make a move. Hazley drills to the left side. Is going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And we've reached the end of the third quarter. 8 minutes left to play in this one. Our score at the end of three. Mountain Home leading West Memphis 36-32. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.